Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Man, I want y'all to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, social media. Social media. If you want to, I guess, social media commentate, what do they call it, if we're hashtagging each other, whatever, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J, he of the fresh lavender smells and hardcore Old Spice manly attitude will add you to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Basically, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll have you back. Follow you, whatever. We can commentate, conversate, motivate, elevate, strangulate, and I don't know, propaganda, broccoli ate. I don't know. I'm just making up stuff because I'm not a natural spitter like that. So if I go on for long, it's gonna get ugly. SmoothDrama.com. That's the website. You can go jump into the chat room and jump to a conversation. Normally we have some of the listeners in there, and we have nice little conversations there. So hey, you want to holler at us, there's social media, Smooth Drama, anywhere. Go to smoothdrama.com and be anonymous in the chat room. Or you can call in. Or if you're listening live on the website or in the blog talk, you can jump to the chat room there. It's just so many ways to reach out and touch Smooth Drama. Call up and just say hi. I was trying to get like weird, but it didn't come off as weird. So I don't know. I'm gonna say this first. Today is a special day. So It was the birthday of my dear departed grandmother. And it's also the birthday of my firstborn son and artist supreme, Play Creation. So, of course, I want to give that up. He is now graduated to gold chains and shirts all the way open, because he did probably like 20 push-ups and lifted a couple of dumbbells. He's feeling sexy about himself. So I'm give a shout out to Big Sexy down in Georgia, Clay Creation. Got his shirt all open now and all his photographs. So he's feeling himself. He's really feeling himself, smelling himself. Hopefully it smells good. You know, I think I taught him, you know, you shower and you put on your cologne and whatnot. So That's what's happening. And because of the apocalypse, right? I can talk crazy during the apocalypse. It's all I got. And we're wrapping up the apocalypse. And that's why it's more scrumptious. Because even as we wrap it up, we still got stuff happening. All kinds of stuff happening. So, for example, Illinois is to become the first state to ban police officers from lying to minors during interrogation. Now, we're going to say it a better way. So, finally, somebody has the guts to publicly say, hey, police officers, you shouldn't be lying to children to entrap them. So that's what that is. Now, it says to ban police officers from lying to minors. And let's just say, hey, lying to children to get them to confess to stuff. Lying to children. it's awesome, right? You know, they say it's a tactic that they use where law enforcement officers knowingly provide false information about evidence or leniency during the interrogation. And so any of those statements going forward from someone under the age of 18 would be inadmissible as evidence in court. So, and it's supposed to be signed into law and passed with near unanimous support. Funny thing is, they said near unanimous support. So, somebody in the Illinois State Senate was like, yeah, I think it's a good idea to lie to children. I mean, no, because when you're like, wait, so you don't want officers to lie to children? See, I'm just saying is that the apocalypse talking? Now, we can say the apocalypse just highlights stuff. But somebody disagreed with the fact that you shouldn't be lying to children. That's what they disagreed to. I think it's hilarious, actually. Maybe some people do. Maybe some people don't. But I think it says something when you have folks who say lying to children is a good idea. Near unanimous. It wasn't unanimous. Somebody thought, and I'm going to say this again, somebody thought that lying to children so that you can convict them would and should be used as a tactic. That's a good idea. You lying to children? Hell yeah. Do that. That's where it's at. Because if you're not going to lie to the kids, I sure the hell am. Because you see politicians, they lie. Y'all get that politicians lie. That's all right. I'm going to walk away from that. We'll walk slowly away from that. I think that was funny. Sort of like, over the past couple weeks, you've had NBA fans losing their goddamn minds. Now, I have bitter memories. I'm an Indiana Pacers fan. So some of you remember the last great riot in the NBA was the Malice in the Palace, as they called it. The Detroit Pistons and the Indiana Pacers in Detroit. My Indiana Pacers were loaded. They were the team to beat in the NBA. They were the best team in the NBA that year. We were finally going to at least get to the finals and have a shot at winning the championship. We were deep, loaded, locked, and ready to kick your ass. It's not a lot of times that I can say that the Pacers were that team. We were going to smoke some folks. Couldn't say that. But anyway, Indiana is beating the stuffing out of Detroit at home. Serving notice, like, yeah, we gonna be them dudes. Long story short, fan throws something at Ron Artest, hits him. He goes in the crowd, starts swinging. Steven Jackson goes up to help, gets to knocking people out. And it's just all out mayhem. And because it's Detroit, right? So the fans is running up on the court like, yeah, we gonna get at these players. But not understanding that these are 7 foot, 260, 6'8", 250-pound dudes who your normal stuff just ain't going to work. And because you're in the NBA stadium, you couldn't bring your weapon. So you just had hands and got that work. Many Detroit Pistons fans got knocked out that night because they were foolish and thought, I'm from Detroit, and I'm hard. But you're hard in the street. But against Giants, you're soft. And you fell hard to the ground when you got hit. That's what happened. Now, fast forward to 2021. At the tail end of the apocalypse, right? And this is what makes it more scrumptious. Crazy stuff happened. Throwing popcorn. Throwing water bottles. Spitting on Trae Young. It's been nuts. And a lot of these fans are like those Detroit fans. See, and here's where the racism comes in. I know I ain't supposed to say racism. But here's what, so the NBA, they're doing the right thing. We're gonna ban these fans for life from the NBA arena. But see, if one of the players was to spit on a fan or throw some popcorn or a water bottle at a fan, that fan has those NBA players in court, and those NBA players lose a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money. See, and this is what we're talking about here, right? You lose a whole lot of money. NBA player. Now, any other sport, so let's say that it's hockey. You ran out there, those hockey players, well, one, you're on ice, so you're probably going to slip and fall. But those hockey players are more than likely going to be allowed to beat the doo-doo dog out of you. Literally. NBA players, they're because it's assault. It should be punishable by not just being kicked out of an arena, but also, you get some jail time. Press charges. So like Trey Young didn't want to press charges, which he should have. You know, because these folks, that's assault. They should be going to jail. Look, I get it. I'm animated during the game. Anybody that's been around me or talked to me while I'm watching the game, even in the middle of a conversation, I'm going to make a combo. I've talked about this. I'm going to make comments. But I would never seek to demean another human being like that. That is too much. It's too much. You don't need to be demeaning folks. Just have fun. Look, my team, Indiana, they got suspended. We didn't win the title. And we haven't come close to sniffing the NBA title since. We had a couple runs to the Eastern Conference Finals, but LeBron beat us. And, yeah. But I never thought about spitting on him, pouring popcorn on him, or throwing a water bottle at him. Or, for that matter, speaking ill of him as a human being. You know, you might not like the team or the player, but there's the humanity of it. It's like, come on, y'all. And these NBA fans, I think some of them just need to, maybe they got to go back to the day where they allow these fans, when they get on the court, to get that work. Maybe that needs to happen. Maybe somebody needs to get smashed, and not the good smash, as they call it nowadays, but the bad smash, the Hulk smash. And then you'll have less of these fools, especially they get smashed and they can't sue in court because you attacked a player, endangered them recklessly. Just a thought. On that note, because once again, it's Clay Creation's birthday. So we just going to ride him out and celebrate him. This is Clay Creation. Elevate.
Levitate. All the love, all the hate, keep the faith.
to faith. With your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation. Elevate. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, a lot of folks. Because we're in the apocalypse, and we're at the tail end of the apocalypse, and we're celebrating. People are out there celebrating, having a good time, and rightfully so. Because it was a tough year, and people had to look and re-examine and dig deep within how they were going to live. What they were going to do. Folks was faced with many tough decisions, right? We started talking about what's important. And so as people who are striving, and I'm talking about people who listen to this show, people who are striving to be better and want to be socially and politically better. We need to start talking about what's really important. And I've said that there are things locally where we're not handling business. See, we talk about how the destruction, because we talk broad stuff, right? The destruction of the black family. You stop the work in the inner city and how community centers aren't opened. And so there's not a lot of creative outlets for the inner city youth. You see, this is why politics is important. Because a lot of times we think of things and we talk about the problems, but we never focus on how to solve those problems. And how do we solve those problems? There are political solutions. A lot of times we're stuck talking about what we can control, what we can't control, and we look at presidencies. Like, hey, well, we've got the right guy for the job, but we don't focus on the local stuff. Your council people, your senators, congress people, your PTAs at your kids' schools. Your neighborhood watch associate, all the stuff that screams community. And I know we don't have a lot of community happening, but part of that is still our fault. Because yes, the knowledge is there. Yes, we know historically there has been a conscious effort to make us destroy ourselves. and not be good to one another. And you can say most folks understand that. But still, even with that knowledge, we choose not to be active in our own elevation. So Sun Clay Creation says elevate. And that's what we got to do. We got to elevate. Because if we don't elevate, who is? And we all know what is happening. And so now we start talking about solutions. And we say, why is politics important? So Houston was denied any of the $1 billion of Texas aid to repair Hurricane Harvey damage. And so residents in Houston, Texas, they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, but they aren't seeing any of the $1 billion in federal funding promised to help Texas to recover from the storm. Why is that? Nobody knows. Nobody knows, but we do know. Because there's a state agency that recently announced that Houston wouldn't get a cent of the initial $1 billion in federal funding that was promised to Texas. But four smaller cities in the county were awarded a total of $90 million. Now, think about this for a second. Houston, one of the bigger cities with some of the worst damage, along with the Harris County government in Texas area, was iced out. But four smaller cities in the county were awarded a total of $90 million, which you could say if we go four into 90, that's $18 million each for small cities. Now there are some people who accuse the department called the GLO. They were wondering how they picked the winners and losers. And they say that Houston and Harris counties are Democratic strongholds in a state that's, you know, controlled by the GOP. Now, HUD was, you know, they use scoring criteria based on HUD guidance. And it said that the state, and I'm going to say what HUD spokesman Michael Byrne said. He said the federal agency didn't require the criteria used by Texas and that it believes all areas of the state, including Houston and Harris County, should receive the resources they need to recover from Hurricane Harvey. But they didn't do it. And so what happens is, The land commissioner, George P. Bush, grandson of former President George Bush, said he would ask HUD to approve $750 million for Harris County, though none of it would be given directly to Houston, and it's unknown if HUD would approve that outlay. So, politics. They're playing politics because y'all vote a certain way. We're not going to give you money. We're going to make it hard for you who live there. Maybe we want you to move because it's so hard. We're going to make it so hard on you because of the damage that financially you can't afford to live there no more. And the people who move in, may or may not allegedly be a different political party. Now, do they do that type stuff? Can they do that type stuff? Hell yeah. Y'all saw they passed the voting bill, right? The voting bill that said that if Brown Sugar, my co-host, was standing in line to vote, if I brought her a bag of potato chips, I could go to jail. So it sounds, it's stupid. It's outlandish. It's retarded. But guess what? It's happening. It's like I've said, I'm a big Star Wars guy. And there was Star Wars, A New Hope. And then there was The Empire Strikes Back. So everybody was all hopeful. Remember when y'all was dancing? The day after the election, dancing, certified, everybody's out there. Hey, it was getting down. It was boogieing on TV. I was disgusted. Came on the air and said I was disgusted. Because what y'all celebrating for? You ain't got nothing. You're out there celebrating. And so, you see what happens. Why is politics important? So the very people who are celebrating a president that couldn't get you anything, hasn't gotten you anything. Hopefully you get that other stimulus. He said he's not ruling it out. But in the meantime, since 2017, in the Houston area, I've been waiting because the hurricane, we're supposed to get some of that money. But we're not going to award it to y'all because y'all don't vote the right way. In those small little towns, as we know, all the small little towns, we know how they vote. And they get rewarded for it. We know how they vote and they get rewarded for it. So, why is politics important? Another example. In Virginia, there's a fight over equity in schools. So, we know, it's been a lot of opposition to telling the truth in school. Because we've been lying for so long, and y'all been good with the lie for so long. And now all of a sudden, y'all want to speak y'all truth. You want to tell the truth. And I'm like, yeah. And so folks are like, wait, what? Like, wait, what? You want to tell the truth? You want to be represented? You want folks to think of you in a positive light? Come on. Because that's what we're arguing, right? Arguments being thought of in a positive light. Telling the truth in history, what really happened. Folks not trying to hear that. It's like, You have delusional people who will do stuff to people and then say, why y'all bringing up old stuff? We should be focusing on the future. Look, yes. In 2017, I was feeling myself. I might have smacked you 45 times. But you know what? It's 2021. I really haven't thought about smacking you anymore. So why are you bringing up the fact that I smacked you a whole lot? I'm not trying to smack you now. See, that's a BS. I had a bad day. 45 times. But that's besides the point. I'm not having a bad day now, but you want to keep talking about it. Why can't we talk about the positive? Those other times that I didn't smack you. See how that works? I did wrong by you. My daddy might have did wrong by you. My grandpa might have did wrong by you. My great-grandpa might have did wrong by you. But that was what they did. I ain't do it. Y'all won't talk about it. It's anti-American. It's not right. Why we gotta talk about this stuff? So guess what? We need to pass this bill where you can't teach that. You can only teach the bullshit that we tell you to teach. You trying to teach the truth, we not having it. We need to get back to the lies. Which is what happened. And in Virginia, they were concerned, you know, groups, there were some people who were like, hey, we need to, there's growing opposition to diversity and equity programs in local public schools. Because you know what? Equity is, it's just not right. Why we want to be equitable. Let's say it right. Equitable. Why do we want everyone to be treated the same? Everyone to get the same representation. See, remember when I was talking about there was somebody who was upset because the cops couldn't lie to kids no more and voted against it? There are people who are mad because you want all kids to get the same treatment. That's not right. I just want my kid to be treated right. Your kid, maybe not so much. Look, this is the established order of things. This is the way it's always been. Why are we going against that? It has worked so well in America. And now y'all want to introduce this dynamic. You really want your black kids to feel comfortable in school? You really want that? Is that really what you want? That just don't sound right. Why do you want to do that? It's just unsanitary. My mind can't take it. It's just so dirty. I feel like I need to drink some bleach now. Just so I can detox from the negativity of having to think of everyone's kids being treated right. Why can't it just be mine? Now, you see, when I say it like that, folks say you're oversimplifying it. You're being too disingenuous. But am I, though? In the immortal words of Melvin Hummy, well, look, I said that wrong. In the immortal words of the land of milk and honey. Is it really though? Is it really though? This is where we at. I don't want your kids to be treated right. Because then, if everybody's kids being treated right, how are my kids going to feel? Because they're not going to feel special no more. Because everybody's being treated right. See, and it got to the point where parents in Virginia, they started tracking claims. And they infiltrated and hacked the website of groups opposed to diversity program. And they revealed who they were. and those people were upset. The opponents of school diversity and equity, they were found out. And they were mad because people knew that they were against diversity and equity in schools. They were mad about that. Media picked up on it, and they start calling these parents the Chardonnay Antifa, because they say Antifa because Antifa means anti-fascist, right? And so you got these folks who they want to be racist. They want to their kids to get quality treatment and quality education. But everyone else just, hey, you just got to get it and get in where you fit in after we feel comfortable. Diversity, equity. And they got found out, and now they're upset that people know who they are. Because remember, it's the Klan mentality, right? I've got the hood on, so you don't know who it is. You can speculate, but you don't know that it's me specifically. And that just, nah, that y'all know who I am? You know that I don't want your kids to prosper? That's so wrong! That's so wrong! It's harassment! Why can't I be racist in private? Why? Okay, anyway, so yeah, that's what happened. Can't do it. Cause then it's like Ricky Bobby, in the immortal words of Ricky Bobby, if I'm not winning, what am I doing? Yeah, I'm quoting Ricky Bobby. If you're winning, I'm not winning. And we know that's not even the case. Because once again, we're just talking about, hey, can black kids, brown kids, can they feel comfortable in school? Can our kids feel comfortable in school? Because that's basically what the argument is, right? Can our kids feel comfortable in school? Tough. We've been feeling uncomfortable. But then, if you guys feel comfortable, what about our kids? Our kids aren't going to feel comfortable. Then, what are we going to do? That's the argument. That may or may not be the argument. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't really think I am. I think I'm right. And I can say 99.999999% that I'm right. 99.999% I'm right. Just a thought. But you know what? While I'm marinating on whether or not I'm right or I'm right, I'm going to continue to celebrate. This is Clay Creation. Still tipping. 2020.
Yeah. These niggas, they test me. They close, keep testing me. All I do is walk by the door, that bitch open like sesame. My haters now seeing less of me. Rather deal with my real ones. Gotta move in a smart way, cause these fake niggas got real guns.
fuck with your energy. You seem like an enemy. Oh, you don't like anime? Then sorry, fam, you ain't front of me. Dominican at home, I don't need an interpreter. I'm in love with her curvature. She treat my face like her furniture. Can't talk cause the phone's tapped, that's a hotline. My niggas use the burner phones, it's a tall biz, that's a hotline. Stay 100 like Arizona in the summer, nigga, that's a hotline. Know y'all niggas feeling this like well, nigga, that's a dot line. Get it? I know my niggas is with it. Oh, that's your wig, I'ma split it. Seeing the dog like I'm ready. That's my dog in him, man, that's my dog in him. If you fucking with the fan, then I might put some paws on them. Niggas bite me like they dogs in them. I rap like Nas in them. Feel the tremors in the city. I'm the one that's causing them. I feel like I'm going in status. Feel like I'm reaching the stratus. My head got me feeling like radish. You look like you're getting the maddest. Got a bad bitch, that's an untrained puppy. Got a mad bitch like when Drake made Duffy. I treat beats like vampires. Slay them shits like a first name Buffy. Bro, who you know rapping like this in the city? Niggas y'all cool, but I ain't talking kitty. My baby dad is the ditty. I come right home, cause right on the city. Whoa. Things ain't next to the back cause they got a little cash on deck. Got a girl with a pussy on her face and an ass on neck. Hit it from the back, I bet. Hit it on a Sunday, should've went to church. I just beat one day, put it in a hearse. Living my life like the greatest. Even though they underrated, I understand why they hate it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. FN Word. That was Clay Creation, Still Tipping, 2020. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I wrote that song. Allegedly. Through a psychic medium. Anyway. So, I was reading. I read from time to time. Why, I don't know. Maybe the more I say I read, the more I make myself, what's the word? Crime proof. I'm trying to mitigate the chance for robbery. The chance for robbery. I just talk about intelligent stuff, and then I just make reference to the thousands of books that I have just laying around. Those are my prized possessions. I'm not really into jewelry. Have I said that? I'm not really into jewelry. I'm not really into jewelry. I don't have anything. Because I'm putting this out in the air. Because I know it's the end of the apocalypse. And folks may not necessarily be as desperate. But there's still some desperation out there. So I want to crush desperation, aspiration towards me. I'm going to be selfish here for a minute. So I've got thousands of comic books, none of which are golden age, all of which only have real value to me because I like obscure stuff. Like Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, would always say, hey, you know what? You like obscure songs and whatnot. Yes, I have a lot of obscure music. Like the Dream Warriors, Don't Wash Your Face in My Sink. Maybe somebody heard that. Maybe they haven't. I'm all over the place. I've got a lot of stuff that you probably wouldn't put value on. Because that's stuff that's valuable to me. So, once again, thousands of comic books, hundreds of books, and that's not counting my digital stuff. I don't traffic in jewelry. I don't even have drug paraphernalia or drugs in my house, unless you count vitamins. I guess you can count vitamins as drugs. And so, yeah. Those are my prized possessions. So if you were thinking of scheming on me, or you had energy towards scheming on me, always remember. And if you were thinking about sending somebody to scheme on me, I probably don't have anything that would be of interest to you. I just wanted to put that out there for just no strange reason whatsoever. I think my nail files and my fingernail clippers might be some of the most useful stuff. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that might be it. Anyway. I don't know why I did that. It just came out like throw up. Anyway, this is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. Groundhog Day. Normally I talk about something racist, but I'm not going to talk about nothing racist today. I'm lying. I am. So, Groundhog Day. Wilberforce University. I never knew what the hell Wilberforce University was. Wilberforce, it just sounds like a tech company, right? I mean, maybe to me. I don't know. So anyway, Wilberforce is a historically black university. I did not know that. Anyway, what made them special was the president of Wilberforce made an announcement during the 2021 commencement exercise this Saturday saying, we're canceling the student debt for 20 and 2021 graduates. I was like, so we had talked about canceling student debt, whatnot. And as always, per Groundhog Day rules, black folks are going to do it first. Then white folks are going to do it. That's just the chain of command. So, for example, Black Panthers, free lunch, Head Start, breakfast, all that Feed the People program. All that positive stuff that happened with the schools, Black Panthers, don't get credit for it, but they did it. Black folks did it first, very successfully. White folks said, you know what, it would probably be a good idea if we did that. So instead of them being beholden to the Black Panther Party, they'll be beholden to us. So, we fast forward, Wilberforce, cancel student debt. It's a beautiful thing. You was in 2019, you're like, man, hold on. So you're telling me, well, that's a whole other argument, right? You went to Wilberforce, you're like, man, that sounds like a great deal. Anyway, so historically black college canceled student debt. Now, are the historically racist colleges going to follow suit? Because there's a greed factor. I'm just saying, Groundhog Day. Black folks do it first, white folks do it second. and take credit for it. Like, you know what? We made this up. We'll see what happens. Shout out to Wilberforce for doing that. Anyway, so real Groundhog Day stuff. Why are white dudes still angry? Apocalypse is over with. So realistically, there's no need for rocket launchers in the subway. Not that there was ever a need for it. But white dudes are still angry. I mean, we saw homie in San Jose, Sam Cassidy, killed 9 people in the rail yard attack. Was doing his thing, just rolling through. Apparently, he was under review because of racist comments, whatnot. So he came back the next day and said, yeah, I'm going to shoot certain people. Was stepping over folks, shooting people, saying, hey, there's a shooter. Right? Wife said, yeah, he's been threatening to kill people for years. I didn't believe him. I've been threatening to kill people for years. But I ain't believing. Okay. Los Angeles County firefighter opens fire, killing a coworker and another coworker. Folks just started, just white men are still mad. The whole diversity thing, it just upset. Like, hey, we're winning and y'all trying to win too. Just can't share the win. We just upset. Oh, it's the littlest thing. It's the littlest thing. Just got folks out here just mad. Still angry. And still, why politics is important. Had the kid in New Jersey and the teacher put up, he did a book report about Hitler's accomplishments. And the teacher put it up on display in the hallway. So, I mean, I think I've come out and I've said I hate slavery and I hate people who perpetrated slavery. And the people who had slaves, yeah, I can't say that I'm a fan of theirs. So, yeah. I don't have a differing view. I just hate them, period. And people who perpetrate that stuff. And folks who are angry because, well, y'all want to downplay our racist heroes. I just got two words. Fuck you. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to holler at me in the smoothdrama.com chat room, you can. Other than that, I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.